Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God loves us, and He speaks to us individually and collectively in the heart. When the Lord gives information, it's the same as salvation faith. Salvation faith comes from hearing the good news. When people hear the good news, it gives them hope. They see a way out of their demise. They see God's way out. The life of God is in His words, just like our life is in our blood. The Lord taught Adam that the life is in the blood. He taught Moses and Adam that the life is in the blood. Life is in God's word, just like life is in the blood to our natural body. When we hear, see, taste the life of God, when we feel the life of God, we're attracted to it. That's a natural attraction. That's something that all men have in common. Even the most wicked people desire somebody to love them. The enemy gives people false beliefs, false concepts, so that they are steer from the love of God. And if the heart is hard enough, it will never go to the Lord, love of God. They may want it, but they won't receive it. Some people try to receive God's love, but they don't want to yield God's love. But the love of God is the best thing ever. Receiving God's love is the first step. We love God because He first loved us. Delivering God's love, yielding God's love, sharing God's love with others. And that's where the blessing comes from. Jesus said it's more blessed for a man to give than to receive. These broadcasts are very important. If you look on my website and see all these broadcasts, God is delivering His. He's using the anointing that He gave me, that He graced to me. And this is a way I can deliver it to the world. And I thank God for it. God has something to say. And I'm not the only voice He has, thank God. God can use your voice and your works to continue. If Jesus tarried long enough, I'd die out. I would die just like everybody else. And new people have to come on the scene. It's my desire that nobody go to hell. That's a king size desire. I know it won't happen because people love the world too much. But there are people out there. If there's a half a chance that they won't go, I want them to hear the word of God, so that they don't have to go down there. We can live forever in God's realm. And remember, He owns the universe. There's plenty of real estate. And if God wants some more real estate, He can make it. In the blinking of an eye, I don't know how He do it. The angels rejoiced when they saw Him make the earth. So I thank God for all that He do and all He will do. We need to follow Him. Every time I learn something from Him, it took me a while to get to the point where I could hear Him and learn from Him. I kept seeking and asking and knocking. And a lot of things that I learned, it wasn't because of my asking and seeking and knocking. Because He wanted me to say things to other people, He just gave me what to say. But if I had to, for my personal interest and my personal life, I had to ask, seek, and knock. And I learned some things, and I found out that God is good. I found out that He thinks of everything. Everything He do is well thought out. There's more to it than you see at first. And the more He speaks to you, and the more He gives you information, the more you have to work with, and the more you appreciate His wisdom. God loves us. Delivering the love of God to others is the best thing I ever did. Jesus was right. He said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Now, guess what? Some people feel like if they give away a revelation, somebody else may say it and get the glory from it. That's far from me. I don't care about that. I want the body of Christ to be introduced to his logic, his knowledge, his wisdom, so that they can win. If I win, you win. If you win, I win. If the body gets stronger, I get stronger. I don't know why people don't see that. You can't follow God with Satan's measures. I said yesterday that a lot of things are lost. I didn't say it exactly that way, but a lot of things are not distributed because of pride. People that's used to getting the attention, and this is, I hate to say stuff like this, but people that desire to be in the lead, they love attention and they love recognition more than they love the works of God. So when somebody that comes along and they're younger or not as known, or they may not have gone to seminary, people get jealous and they don't like it. The spirit that was on the Pharisees didn't die. They just got on other people. The same way that the enemy seduced the Jewish sect that wanted Jesus dead, it came to harass the church too. There are tares among the wheat. Some people don't have the heart of God, and they don't walk according to his way. Jesus said, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord. And he'll say, depart from me, you work iniquity. Iniquity, unrepented sin. And they don't even realize it. But Lord, I work miracles in your name. I cast out demons. We even raise the dead. Those are, everything that we do by is a grace. The knowledge we have is a grace. That's not why we're going to heaven. The only reason we go to heaven is because of the blood of Christ. And we should never betray his blood. We should never betray each other. We should never get in strife. We should never get in Cain strife against our brothers and sisters. And a lot of people do get in Cain strife. They will kill somebody over it. But it's against the law. If you can't say nothing good about a person, that's hatred. Joseph's brothers, they came to a point they couldn't say anything good about him. That, my friend, is hatred. And they wanted him dead. That's Cain strife right there. And you can't go to heaven with it. You can't go to heaven with unforgiveness. There was a pastor in Africa that died. His wife believed that he would be raised from the dead, and she took him to church from the morgue. He had already been embalmed. The angel showed him heaven that's waiting on us, and he showed him hell. He said, if you die now, this is where you'll be. In the ambulance, you asked me, you asked the Lord, not me. He said, you asked the Lord to forgive you of your sins, but you did not forgive your wife. But she was steadfast in her faith, and he was brought back. And he came back with a message that opened my eyes to some things. Now, I had the videotape from Beinecke, Reinhard Beinecke. He distributed it so that the world could see it. But on the video, I didn't remember him talking about the hell experience. But they put it on YouTube. It's on YouTube now. And this time, he just told the people what happened. The angel said, if you die now, this is where you'll be. It was a portion of hell. Because he didn't forgive his wife. How many people are in unforgiveness? Jesus told the truth. Many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord. But they received his love, but they didn't walk it. They received his love, but they didn't yield his love. They didn't deliver it. They didn't help others. And they cut themselves off in strife. This is dangerous. a lot of knowledge that God has delivered has been, instead of it being distributed like it should have been, it was compartmentalized. Just like the government, they compartmentalize stuff. They hide the truth. The body of Christ should never compartmentalize the truth of God's word. Now, God hides things from the proud. That should happen, but not those that are humble. When the Holy Spirit is prompting you to deliver his word to his people, this word could save their life. This word could cause them to become a master. Just like the master in the martial arts. Not the apprentice, but the master. Every child of God needs to become a master. What if every person of God had a godly seminary education by the Holy Spirit? Not men, but by the Holy Spirit. And what if the next generation picked it up and learn an advanced seminary education by the Holy Spirit? Not men. Not men interjected thoughts. This is our heritage. This can't happen unless we walk in love. This is the power of love, helping people advance. You receive the love of God, you deliver it. You know, I used to preach every month or so, sometimes 2 or 3 months. I may go a half a year without preaching at a church. And it grieved me. Especially when God, there are so many messages God gave me. There are so many churches I was supposed to deliver those messages. One church I was supposed to do a series, and it was counseling. I used to pray for it. And the word would be like fire shut up in my bones. But when the pastors turned that the other way and said, no, we're not going to do it that way, it's like that fire just, it stayed in me. But there was no more urgency. They had missed an opportunity. Once they missed that opportunity, I could feel the fire. It stayed there, but it wasn't on me to speak that word anymore. Because the people that God would have arranged to be there, they killed the event. So I would never get to preach that message. But I learned from it. This happened for years, folks. I went many years watching the body of Christ turn their shoulder against God. Because of Cain's jealousy and Cain's strife, lack of knowledge, preeminence, pride. I'm not just saying this because I'm angry about it or grieved about it. I'm saying it because it's out there and it's worse. And I walked right into it. I didn't know it was out there. I didn't know things were like they are. But when the Holy Spirit is dealing with you and giving you information, it didn't come from your own mind. You feel the fire shut up in your bones. You see the wisdom. See, everything of God first is love. There's no sin in love. Then it's wise. I mean, it's holy. There's no sin in holiness. And it's wise. There's no sin in God's wisdom. This is notable. This is not from around here, this dead earth, this fallen world. This don't come from the heart of fallen men. This comes from God himself. This don't even come from a man who's trying to know God like I was. But I was washed in the blood. I could receive these things. And that fire wanted to do something. It's like that fire is jumping around in you. You want to do something with it. You want it to get to where it goes. And you know that it will bless the heart of those who would love to receive it. There was a time when the body, you know, in the church, in a local church, there were people who thrived. They wanted to know God's word. But the pastors dropped the ball. The people that God had anointed, people that prayed, people that went in his presence, they held them back on purpose, deliberately, because of preeminence. If you think that men of God don't love preeminence, you are wrong. And I saw this for years. Even people I looked up to and thought much of. Then I saw pastors that they love God. They love God's ways more than preeminence. And you could tell that they sometimes struggle with it. Sometimes they just overcome it. And they let the younger ministers minister the word. And it's not good for people to run too fast. Sometimes people don't have a good footing. When you're anointed to preach God's word, the anointing is of God. That doesn't mean you're grown. You can preach a word that you got from God, but that don't mean you know that word. That's why Paul said, told Timothy, not a novice, because a novice will get in pride. One day you have to grow up and get that footing. You have to envelop yourself in the love of God and live there. And you have to receive knowledge. You have to receive his holiness. The same way he's pure, you be pure. The same way he loves, you love. And the same wisdom that God uses, you watch it, you learn it, and you use it. This is your footing. Everything God does comes from, there's three attributes that every attribute comes from. The first is love, holiness, and wisdom. God will always love. His love runs deep. His love runs very deep. And his holiness, he will not do us wrong. He will not sin against us. And his wisdom, he will not do something foolish. If God tells you to do something, he thought about it. He is well thought out and is accurate. If you can receive it, you can have it, and you can deliver it. Don't be like the pastors of old and some that are present. Love God's word. When I have a thought, I like to tell people that love God. When God give me something that's good, there's no reason people that see everybody's preaching. If they're preaching continually and they have a heart of God, and I trust that they love God's people, I'll share what God give me. I don't care. I don't care about glory, pride, and preeminence. I don't even want it. I don't care about that. That's irrelevant. What's relevant is people need God's word so they can build their life better. I watch people make cross decisions because of a few things they don't understand. And they say that they don't understand it. You know, I give an example. Jeremiah said that any man that get riches and not by right will leave him in the midst of his days, and at his end will be a fool. Some people think that they can get something and it won't be and the wrong way and keep it. That's not possible. It's impossible to steal, kill, and destroy to get gain and keep it. It's got to leave your life, and you will be without it. Even if your life gets cut short, it never, ever happened, and it never will happen. When you steal something, you got something that didn't belong to you, and the value of that is going to leave your life. And the hurt and damage you did, you're going to have to suffer because of it. Some way, somehow, you're going to have a loss. If you kill by the sword, you will be killed by the sword. You put your heritage, your children in danger. If you murder somebody, don't think you're going to see it again. You're going to see it. and it's gonna give you anguish. And sometimes people don't know this. If you sow it, you're gonna reap it. And people preach it to the positive on tithes, but it also goes to the negative. Tithing is a blessing, it's worship. If you do it right, it works. If you work as unto God and then give with intent to be a blessing. See, you can't if you receive the love of God and deliver it, you're going to be blessed to do even more so. It's more blessed to give than to receive. It's fun. I don't process prayer as work. I don't process communion with God as work. I don't process reading the word of God as it's a pleasure to me. It's a blessing to me. It's a bonus. You know, on my off day, I like to listen to other men of God. There's some men of God, they do a talk radio. It's so interesting. And I like to watch movies more than I like radio, except for them. I can listen to Steve Quayle and Henry Groover and the Hagman Report and Coast to Coast for hours. And other ministers. And sometimes people listen to me. You know, God told me that. I understand it. Listen. As we receive the love of God, deliver that word. Don't drop the ball. Do all that's in God's heart. Because he has so much to say. Everything of God is good. There's a glory in obedience. The glory of God. The wisdom of God. The holiness of God. Treasure it. Because God loves us. He's worthy of all of our praise. He's worthy. And he should receive a great yield for the seed that he sown. He sowed Jesus. He ought to reap a world full of Jesus. All of us should be just like him. Steadfast as he is. As we look unto him. I'm out of time, Lord, is not here. Continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Never underestimate what you can grow to be. You can do whatever Jesus did. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.